court. I'm off the talk now button. Y'all can talk about it. And Jerissa missed it last night as well. So give her a sense of what went on for those people who missed it. Tell them how it was for you, and also give props to each other. Yo, y'all don't know where the talk now button is? Yeah, would you? Akanke wasn't there, so how was it? Bakari, it was your first one. Give her a sense of it, okay? Najee, give Keelan Amira a sense of what it was for you. Leave. Gee whiz. Hit the talk now button. I also want to say good job, Allende. I really like the way you also were succinct and clear about what you had and what you were learning. Great. Also, it's a good idea to find some examples so when you're presenting, you also can put up a visual or two or three. All right. Keep going, y'all.
Last night.
Okay. Good morning. The presentation for me. Well, I was nervous and I was a little surprised when whether that was going to pick me to be the first one to say something. By the end of the night, I was enjoying myself. It was an excellent presentation, and it was fun.
Can you guys hear me better now? You guys can hear Isco now, can't you? Okay, I just fixed my problem. Hello, everybody. Sorry, I wasn't able to talk. I should have got this thing that I did just now last night. It was a really good thing last night. They were giving out, shelling out compliments. It was really nice.
What did y'all present? Like, did you have projects or something, or did you just, like, talk about what you learned?
There I go. I did it again. Forgetting that I have a working mic now. Well, hello. I need to speak to some boldy. Everybody, when I'm talking, is it clear? I just wanted to confirm that.
No, it's, like, a little bit garbled. So, it's a little bit garbled for me. Maybe it's just my headphones. But I can still hear you. Like, I can still hear what you're saying.
I hear you very well. Very well. Please replace your sneakers. You remember we asked you to do that last night and you forgot. And so while you were talking, your sneakers came up. All right. So let's just change them out, period, for school, okay? And I hear you very well. So glad you're able to fix that problem. I love that you are a computer genius like your dad. Props to Najee Brown for the I Am piece. Props to Bakari for the I Am piece. They went through it. Bakari thought Najee Brown was finished and picked up from there. Najee Brown said she wasn't finished. And so the audience got to hear two of our students present because Najee Brown finished, which was great. Thank you, Najee Brown, and I did see your apology last night, Bakari. That was great, it was great that you both did it. Excellent. Do get ready. I mean, certainly continue if you don't know that one. Continue to lock it down, and then I search. We didn't get anybody stepping up last night. I had to draft an oldie goldie.
I just want to say everyone who was here. They did excellent job. Everyone did great in their presentation. Like, they didn't have too much, they had a lot of confidence. They weren't too nervous. They sound great, and even if they were nervous, they still sound great. They sound confident, and they sound like they knew what they were talking about. So, great job. Especially for our younger students that they may not have as much confidence because, you know, usually confidence is something that you have to build up. So I just want to give congratulations and props to those who went out and knew what they were talking about and talked about what they knew.
Yo, absolutely, and big props to you as well, Atschar, and everybody. So I've put some links in the text chat. QJot, is a Windows Microsoft Word replacement, in a sense, okay, in the sense that it, the beautiful thing about it is you can have you ever wanted to take notes on the screen, but whenever you clicked on it, the conference room went back and forth? I think I covered this before because I also gave you a utility that you could use to make any window sticky. But what this can do is, why don't I show you, but I'm not sure that you would see my screen. What you can do is, there's a push pin when you open it up, and so you can have it on the screen while you're still in the conference room, so you can take notes there. Now, what's neat about that is, have you ever been in the conference room and your internet connection went boom and you lost your text chat? Anybody ever experienced that? Nah, I didn't think so. But in case that might happen to you, you certainly can. You could be taking notes in your QJot document, and so even if you lost your internet connection, unless your computer went completely down, you would have the notes there, at least the notes that you had had typed. Okay. And periodically, if you want to cut and paste the information from the text chat there, that's up to you as well. Anyway, it's called QJot. All right, then next one is Audio Commander. Many of you may have that already. You run that when you're having difficulty with your, good morning, Unique, when you're having difficulty with your, audio, okay? There's a wizard, that is, you install it, and then you run through the wizard. And the next one is MixGraph, and that is what you use to mix your voice and songs and stuff like that and have a great time. If you want me to do a demonstration on that one day, I'll have you log in to backtoblack.biz so you can see my screen, and I'll show you how to work that. Okay? It's not hard. It's an older one. It's a simple one. Before they decide they need to put everything in his grandmama in it, but it gets the job done. It's the one that I go to most often. Okay, you'll need the program, and then you need the program code that's in the registration RTF. Okay, hopefully you got that. You want to save those links, save the text chat. You may download those, and remember, Dropio, go up into the text chat, or someone, give Unique that number, and Jerisa as well, in order for them to do presentations, or have audio on their pages. Now, here's what I want you to know. When you see something done like that, your job is to ask the students, how do you do that? It is not your job to wait until that's covered in a classroom, okay? If you see and you like or you think you want to use at now or another time the embedding sound in your wiki page so that your presentation can be self-directing, so that even when you're not there, people can click on it and hear your voice and you can guide them what they're looking at, if that's something you want to do or think you might, then please ask the students or the student who's doing it and or the students who may know how to do it, so that you can learn. And you put that on your list of computer skills. I actually want you to create a page. And on this page that's called Computer Skills, of course, with your name, and the year, you keep tabs on two things. One, computer skills that you have acquired. That is, I now know how to do this, or I know how to do this better. And computer skills that you need to know how to do. And make sure you put this in your folder. So you saw something and you don't know quite how to do it yet. You heard me talk about MixGraph, but you don't know how to use it, and you think it's cool. Then you put MixGraph over there on your to be learned list. Okay. All right, Akilah, if you want to say anything else about that, we'll do that and let that ride.
Okay, I remember last year when I first started using it, and I thought it was so hard because I was trying to download the wrong file. But what you do is when you go to MixCraft, you can make it into an MP3 file, and then that way you can embed it into your page, and it'll be like this cool little audio thing. So I was just saying that it was easy to do it, and I didn't think it was easy at first, but it is easy with mixed grass and drop your.
All right. If you've not used it, who has access to a telephone right now? I want a 15 to 30 second message. Hi, my name is whatever. I go to iEducation Institute. So I want a commercial. I want an endorsement. I want to, you know, I've been going to iEducation Institute, blah, blah, blah. You know, I think it's wonderful. Here's what I'm learning, blah, blah, blah. But 30 seconds max. Who's ready to do it? Call the Mixcraft. I mean, not Mixcraft. Call the Dropio number that I put in the text chat earlier. Let's find it. Well, I don't know if everybody can get it at the same time, but we'll see. We'll see what kind of test, what kind of stress test. Just a cell phone. That'll work. Cell phone will work. Okay, I don't want all of that. But, you know, I don't want you to make a long distance call, but if it doesn't, you know, if it's if you can make it happen, then make it happen. Looking for the telephone number. Here it is again, 646-402-5692. If you want to say something about last night, you can. That last set of numbers is an extension number that'll last for. Okay? Hit the phone. If you've already done this, well, I'll do it anyway. I just want to get some endorsements here and at the same time get you practicing how do you use that so that you always know how to, in a pinch, even if you don't have a microphone set up and don't have Mixcraft, you can put audio on your page and guide your audience through. And we can see some of that on Sunday. I do want you to copy and have a presentation page where you have a summary or links so people can see as you are presenting. All right, let me know when you have completed this assignment. Everybody, it's a quick assignment. Pick up your phone if you have. Please do not make a long-distance call. It will cost you money outside of what you ordinarily pay on a monthly basis or your parents pay or something like that. East Coast and Bakari, you're learning to use this technology and unique. How will it cost you money? How is that? Allende, whenever you call in your office, you don't have unlimited long distance in your house. Talk to me. I'm off the talk now, bud. Most times people have unlimited long distance in their house. So just check, if your mother is there, check with it. Yes, so you definitely may want to download QJAP. You don't? Okay. Just check. See if you have unlimited long distance or if there's a cell phone, because cell phones generally don't have long distance. You don't pay long distance call charges for your cell phone. If you have unlimited national, you do. Others of you, I expect you to be calling. All right. Are you? Your mom's on the phone. Okay, Akilah, wonderful. You already know how to do it, so you can do it at any time. All right. Who else? Bakar and East Coast. There's got to be a phone there in your house. And what people are doing is calling into Dropio so they know how to do it. And I want you to embed this quickly onto your main student page. Or you can do embed it onto your presentation page if you want to. If you want to create one, if you haven't created one. But I want it to be quick. You can re-embed it some other place as you need to. I will do that. I will do that. There is a number right there. There's no time like the right time, like the present time to get it done. Yes, Nasha?
Come in.
I have a question. I was wondering.
Oh,
right. I
didn't
know if it was going to be like the presentations that were due that we were at the end of the year. So, okay. Do you have a lot of background noise?
Yes. Love your wonderful family. It also is loud, so you might turn it down a little bit.
Okay, can you hear me any better now? I think you...
Hey, there you go. That's it.
Okay, so, I was wondering, I understand that we do presentations, like, at the end of the year, and I noticed that these, like, end of semester ones are not quite similar to the ones that we do at the end of the year, so I was just wondering what exactly individually are we presenting?
Well, that's basically every 6 to 9 weeks. So it's not actually every semester. You're going to have another one either at the end of the semester, and then you have another one in the middle and another one at the end. And basically, there are many versions of the same thing, okay? And so by the time you get to the end of the year, you really will, new people will be a pro at it. You and Ife and Keelan and Amir already are. But you're presenting what you're learning during that period. We will continue to have people. We're asking every family to get 10 people to the room. We will be keep pushing, making that happen, so that more and more people can be learning, can learn what you are doing. What is this that I'm missing in terms of how you do that? Hello, what's that? Nasha Smith, should, sorry. Okay. Hold on, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Oh my goodness. I don't know what's happening to my text chat right now, because I'm just typing, and whenever I put a letter in, it, like, automatically goes into the text chat, so I can't make a word, which is really weird.
Ooh, okay. All right. All right. If that persists, well, at least maybe try logging out, logging again, but I hope your question is, for the period that you have been studying. And the key is honesty, okay? The key is just authenticity, you know, whatever you've been doing, whatever you've been learning. Now, very often, we discount, you know, for example, the I Am Pledge is something that is quite significant. Some of the things that we cover in the SAT prep is quite significant. Some of the things we cover in the sessions on Friday morning, like the lessons with Kim Kwaba. Y'all notice that I generally call him Kim Kwaba by his last name, and I intentionally leave off the first name. Does anybody catch that? And does anybody have any idea why?
So you can call him by African name and not a European name, which is...
You got it. Mope. Now, I'm not, you know, taking out his European name. It's just that I'm not calling him by that. And if he were present with me, and when I do, I said, may I call you by your African name? And I've never had an African person to tell me no. They actually are quite proud that I'm willing to do that, as opposed to go with something that sounds more familiar. And so, but anyway, the point is, it's easy to forget over time what you have learned, and also more than that, to have people not really know the value of those kinds of lessons. So, whatever it is, the key is to be honest, okay? If what you learned was something about working together as teams, if what you learned is something about more about following directions, if what you learned is something more about computers and internet and those kinds of things, then, you know, what you have learned and what you are learning. And we intentionally did not structure it. Yes, but, you know, it was intentionally not designed so that folk had to make it huge in the sense of self-directing pages and that kind of thing like that. If you want to do that, certainly you can. And I think it's great for the new people to begin to do that. It just doesn't have to be quite as extensive because you're only covering a 6-week period. Okay, I'd always encourage that you have presentation pages myself. You know, that's just kind of how I like to do it, and that's up to you. So we've gotten 2 voicemails in, and what we can do is have you rename those voicemails so that we know who they are. 2 voicemails coming in. Let's see what they sound like. One voicemail was deleted. Why? Who deleted it? Yeah, they're coming in to drop you, Ife. I've asked people to call with a 30-minute commercial, Aya commercial, or a testimonial. Good morning, Sisa. Into Dropio, so that they would know how to use it and quickly see about embedding it in the pages. And so, who just deleted your voicemail? All right, as a child, I have one recommendation. As an old DJ, back in the day when I was in college and a little bit beyond then, one of the things you're doing when you're talking audio and people especially are not seeing you face to face is you want to speed up your talking, the rate of it, about almost twice, not quite twice as fast as you would. Because when you're face to face with somebody, they see all your movements and that kind of thing, and it's cool. But when you're on radio, when you're on audio, they can't see you. It's important that you speed up. I don't know what happened to the other one. Somebody deleted it. And now, folks, if y'all want to be real careful with that. All right, now, do I need to lock down so that you can't delete? I guess I'll do that because Allende says his audio is not there. And nobody's going to get in trouble. I just, because if you did, I know it was a mistake. Can you tell me who deleted, did anybody delete any audio? Because it's easy to think it was yours and whatever. I can't delete mine. Let's see here. So is the deletion gone? Well, deletion is there. All right. Anyway, the Cesar, we are talking about the presentation last night. You will need to be a part of the presentation this coming week. You certainly were invited last night. You have one coming up on Sunday and next Wednesday and next Sunday as well. Okay, Isaac Charles is gone now. Alrighty. Alright, I gotta lock it down. Be right back. While I do that, I tell you what. No, I didn't delete it. What I want is... Isaac Charles, you deleted it. Okay, great. Great. Good. We didn't want a gremlin here, you know, deleting stuff. Let us now, as we prepare to go to our classes today, let us take a moment. We're going to just end the text session right now. We'll play with this a little bit later on, if you will, and I'll also lock it down. Jerisa, I don't understand your question. Do we have to be there? There where? My dear, where is there? And then let me close out. Yeah, I know your mother told me you weren't going to be here on Sunday. Jerisa, have your mom give me a call. You know, certainly Allende won't be there, but his mother called me and let me know why she wouldn't be there. You are expected to attend demonstrations. You certainly don't have to physically be here. You come into this classroom, to this very room right here, and you're invited to have your mom, sister, brother, not you're invited, you're supposed to have, every family is supposed to have their family and others come, okay? And if you're not there, especially you want other people in your place. So if you're not there, you need two extra people just for you so that they get to hear what we do. And, of course, it's going to be even more important then that you do a self-directing presentation page so that I can click on the button and have people see you talking, hear you talking, say, well, you know, Unique couldn't be here, but here's a Brother Balogun can direct them to see what she's been doing in mathematics, okay? Then if your mom were there, then she could introduce you and click on it. So you definitely want to use some audiovisual material here. And it is a tradition among our people. It is one that has existed for as long as the moon has followed the sun. How long has that been? How long has the moon followed the sun? No clue. It is a tradition that is as old as how long water has been wet. How long has water been wet? It is a tradition. Hey, Baba Jean, I'm Jalapaz. We've been doing some tech stuff this morning. So I'll let everybody go. This tradition is ancient with our people, and wherever you go on the African continent, no matter where, no matter what language we speak, no matter which name we call the Creator by, we carry on this tradition. Because we know that I am because we are, and we are because I am. And that we are is not just those who are physically present. That we are also includes those whose spirits remain with us, whose memories remain with us, whose energies remain with us. And so we always pay homage, not only to the Creator, but the way we access the Creator is through our ancestors. That is something that's significantly different in the African tradition than many other traditions, particularly the European tradition, that accesses seeks to access the deity bypassing the family. Have you go straight to God, but you don't have to go through mama, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, and whatever. Have angels to come down upon you and bless you. But your uncle, now these angels are from the spirit world, but you don't call on your uncle to bless you. You call on an angel to bless you. You see, it's a part of the European invasion. Not only was it physical, but also mental and spiritual. And so this tradition is an important one for us. It is also important that we know that others do this tradition as well. They just do it differently. How many of you have ever traveled down an avenue called Washington Avenue? How many of you have ever traveled, walked in a building, and it was the Johnson Building? How many of you have ever been to a town, and the town, was called Yanceyville or Bennettsville or Fayetteville? My point is that every time you tell someone that you're going to Fayetteville, every time you say you're going to Georgia, every time you say you're going down this street or that street, most often it is the name of a European. And the streets are named so that their name will continue to be called. Okay? And so for those of you who are new to this libation, well, I just want to make the point and the connection cross-culturally how it also happens in other cultures. So without any further ado, we want to pour libation to our ancestors, those named and unnamed, those who made it possible for us to be here, those who made our way a little brighter and our load a little lighter. Will they come to us today, be with us, strengthen us, as we become the scholar warriors that we need to be, as we become the scholar healers that we need to be, as we become the scholar builders that we need to be, so that we may fight, so that we may heal, so that we may build for our people and all people in that order. We say, Ashe, Ashe, Ashe O. Have a great day. Sean, hook up with me before you bounce today. I want to go over the presentation last night. There's going to be another one on Sunday, and particularly Latin Language Arts and Social Studies presentation is going to be next Wednesday and Sunday, okay? All right, folks, have a great day.
This is first name.
Cesar, I want you, do you know how to put a picture there, your picture, so if you don't have a webcam, we at least are seeing your photograph. Isco, please change your sneakers out. Isachar, please change your learn out. All right. Have a good day.
I changed mine.
Hey, wait. Hold tight. East Coast, if you ever put anything, son, don't you do that. This is an African sanctuary. I don't want no white and Asian images up in here unless it's part of a lesson, okay? So you definitely got to, I saw that stuff in there. You definitely got to take that out. Do you understand that? Okay? Definitely, okay? I don't care how much you like it. You can like it all day. You can love them all day, but you cannot present that at our education institute. Do you understand, son? Thank you very much. I want your photograph, a photograph of you. If you don't have one, leave it blank. I understand. Well, Aisco, make sure that those accidents don't happen up in here. We create an African sanctuary, a safe space for you to be African. Out there in the world, they'll make it everything for you to love everybody else. You know, for you to love and be wanna be like and enamored by and admire every other culture in the world. That's what they do to keep us in captivity mentally. But that's not what we do here. Okay? Then you leave it blank. I'll make sure. I'll probably send you one. All right, y'all need to be out of here. Go into class, please. There's no class in this room, right? This period. Get out. Unique, goodbye. Naja Brown, goodbye. Ife, goodbye. Isco, Bakari, goodbye. Go to class. Bakari, Ife.